My name is James Pace. I'm a professor of art at the University of Texas at Tyler, and I'm the juror for the Northern National Competition this year.
So what are some of your criteria? Is it just you see a work and you like it and you know that it's going to be in the show?
You know, it's a lot more specific than that. I don't come in with an effort to put these different works, because as you can see from the show, there are multiple genres of works. I don't try to create a criteria that is something that I prefer. I try to live in the artist's genre and understand what would fit best in that kind of approach. These are not like my works. There's, as I said, a multiple kind of genre outlook in these works. And so I try to live with the artist. I try to become part of that genre and understand what might make a successful statement, an aesthetic statement, a social statement, a political statement, a personal statement, and see if they succeeded on some of those levels. So some of it is extremely academic in terms of formal issues, line, shape, texture, color, value, space, and how they compose things. Some of it is about how they communicate physiologically, because being in the presence of a work, sometimes you're surprised by its scale or its level of tactile qualities or the saturation of the color. And so they may be successful or provocative that way. If there's something that, as sometimes I refer to as popping the magic bubble, then, of course, I have concerns about that.
What's popping the magic bubble?
Popping the magic bubble for me is if, boy, it can happen on any level. It could be a technical reason that they just didn't follow the idea through. It could be too much convolution in terms of how they're trying to get a point across in my interpretation. It might actually be presentation. Sometimes there's a couple of pieces in here that would have probably have been given awards had the presentation been a little bit more professional. The work itself attracts me, but the manner in which you present it is a big deal.
Meaning like the way that it's framed or
yes.
The way it's matted, maybe?
Or presented in any way. There's not a kind of presentation. Again, it's appropriate to the piece and it's appropriate to the kind of world they're trying to live in.
And you were talking before about something, whether something successfully makes some kind of statement.
Yes.
And that's sort of like how well it communicates with the viewer?
Visual art is a communication endeavor. We are trying to touch other people with our work and suggest, look, do we share an experience here, or this is my experience, or I've observed these kinds of things. I find poetry in this kind of situation. I think every person can come into an art exhibition and have an aesthetic experience, with education or not, with experience with art or not. It depends on their willingness as a viewer to come entertain the possibility. It may be only physiological. It could be that they respond to the recognition of a form or a color, and they are moved physiologically through these pieces.
Was there anything that surprised you when you arrived here and got to see the works in person that you had selected? How did it feel to be walking among them for the first time?
This happens every time in an exhibition, but I'm often surprised by the scale of the works. There's several in here that are rather diminutive in size, and I thought they were going to be huge. And conversely, things that I thought were huge are diminutive. So there's those kinds of things. There's also the idea of the physicality of the work. Some of the works in a digital photograph lose their sense of the tactile. And when you see them in person, all of a sudden that's revealed by a raking light or, you know, just the fact that you can tell that there's a relief on the work. And others are a lot flatter.
Is it surprising at all to be in northern Wisconsin and see this art from around the country?
Oh, you know, I think about that a lot because I live in a very secluded area myself. In fact, the part of Texas that I live in sometimes is called behind the Pine Curtain because it's kind of sequestered from the rest of the state by the forests. And so I understand this idea of having work and the importance of having work brought into places outside of metropolitan areas. But I'm not surprised by it. There's so many people in the country that are so actively involved and are so connected to the art world that they want to promote contemporary art. And I think it's an educational tool for the community. I think that they should come out and with an open heart and open eyes and engage in this and put their expectations aside and enjoy the exhibition, enjoy contemporary work, and see what it can do and see if they can connect to it.
Thank you so much for talking with me today.
Oh, it was my pleasure.